California Democrats held their convention in San Diego over the weekend. The big news out of that event is that longtime Senator Dianne Feinstein did not receive the party's endorsement for her reelection campaign. The convention also highlighted the tensions between progressives in the party and the establishment. Joining us to discuss what the California Democratic Convention could mean for the rest of the country is Scott Schaefer. He's with KQED Public Media. Scott, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, happy to do it.
So Dianne Feinstein did not get the endorsement for re-election. She's been in the Senate basically forever. What does that mean?
Well, you know, it's actually from the outside, I'm sure it looks like a huge surprise. Not really so much so here in California. The Democratic Party activists are much more liberal than Senator Feinstein. She's really built her career on having a certain bipartisan tone to what she says and the way she acts. She reaches across the aisle a lot. But the problem is that is not in vogue right now. California, of course, has established itself as the anti-Trump state, the state of resistance. And Feinstein doesn't really fit that mold. It's not the way she rolls. And so it wasn't a surprise so much that she didn't get the endorsement, because that takes 60% of the delegates. But her 37% showing was much lower, I think, than anyone expected. Now, her opponent, who is State Senator Kevin DeLeon, and much more liberal than she is, he got 54%, but that, too, was short of the 60% that he needed for the endorsement.
How representative are the delegates to this convention to Democratic primary voters in California as a whole?
Not very. This is a sort of barometer of where the party is, and clearly the party is looking for more forceful opposition and outspokenness to Trump and his policies and the Republican agenda in Congress. And our other U.S. senator, who is a freshman, Kamala Harris, is very much that voice. And so she was received really well at the convention this weekend. But, you know, Dianne Feinstein is just not a firebrand. She's tried, I think, in the last few months to step up her criticism of Trump. She's voted against most of his appointees and many of his judicial nominees. But for some in the party, it's too little too late. They just feel that it's time for someone new. And she is 84 years old. And I think that's another factor for some of the delegates.
Is there any sense within those who are in the know with California politics that this could in some way affect her ability to get reelected in the fall?
Not really. I mean, it'll take some time to find out. I mean, she has huge advantages over her opponent, Kevin DeLeon. And keep in mind, there is no Republican running for this. So under California's top two primary system, these two are going to face off again in November. But she has a huge lead. I think it was 46-17 in the last poll. She has a huge advantage in campaign cash, something like 25 times more than he has. And she's very well known. So there is time for him to make up some of those differences, and this will help him, what happened this weekend. But, you know, from the perspective of some people, he needed this endorsement really badly, and he didn't get it.
Right. And so this might not affect the outcome of the election. But I wonder also, do you think this is emblematic of a bigger division that's kind of being created right now within the Democratic Party between the progressives on the left and sort of a more bipartisan traditional position like Feinstein represents?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a national discussion going on within the Democratic Party, and it's, you know, sort of not a neat dividing line with the Bernie-crats and the Hillary people is how it played out in 2016. And I think there's a discussion going on about how can Democrats retake the House in 2018 or hold on to the Senate? Do they move to the left to really play to the activist party members who really want that sort of firebrand politics, or do they move to the middle? Do they move to the right a little bit to appeal to more working class voters, maybe who went for Trump? And that's a discussion that's happening here in California. Although in California, it's more, do we go left or do we go far left?
Well, it's interesting you say that, Scott, because I'm curious about, you mentioned that the typical primary voter in California is not the same as the Democratic Party delegate. But couldn't one make the argument also that the typical primary voter in California on the Democratic side is unlike typical Democratic Party voters in many other states?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for example, you take immigration. There was a poll earlier this year on whether undocumented immigrants should have a path to citizenship, assuming they haven't broken the law. 86% of respondents, 86% of likely voters, and that includes a lot of Republicans, said yes, there should be a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. And that's clearly not where the country is, certainly, and not where a lot of Democrats are in some of the swing states, the purple states, and let alone the red states.
All right, that's Scott Schaefer with KQED Public Media. Scott, good to talk to you. Thank you.
You bet.